What if the most life-changing truth in the world wasn't something you discover as new, but ancient gospel truth that you've just stopped marveling at? Paul says that justification by faith alone does a work on the believer. He doesn't say it might do a work or it could do a work. It does a work. That doctrine may sound academic at first glance, but friend, this is the heartbeat of Christianity. This is not just some theological wallpaper here. This is the foundation beneath every Christian's feet. When a person truly understands that they are made right with God, not by performance, not by church attendance, but by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, that changes something deep within our souls. The pressure lifts, the striving changes, the fear begins to loosen its grip. Paul has spent Romans tearing down every false refuge that we commonly run to. Jew and Gentile alike stand guilty before God. But then the gospel comes bursting through the darkness that God justifies sinners through faith in Jesus Christ. That changes a church, it changes a marriage, it changes a father, it changes a woman who is battling shame, it changes a teenager searching for identity. The fruit of justification is humility, unity, obedience, peace, and joy in Christ. And the more deeply the gospel roots itself in your heart, the more beautiful the fruit becomes. So have you allowed the gospel to become something that's just kind of common to you? Well, spend time today thanking Christ specifically for saving you by grace. Pray this prayer with me. Father, keep the wonder of justification fresh in my heart. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Angel de Jesus, our national change maker in Puerto Rico. And also pray for the Yoramba Lifeword broadcast for the people of Tanzania.